Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I'm talking about the importance of the Old Testament. I'm doing so because there was a popular sermon that's getting talked about a lot in social media that says we should unhitch, meaning Christians should unhitch from the Old Testament, meaning we don't need to look at its rules, regulations, and teachings as authoritative over our life or to determine our practice, and that it's really not even necessary for our faith. We can believe that the things in the Old Testament that the Bible says happened didn't happen and still believe in the resurrection and be saved. So we don't need to emphasize the Old Testament. We don't need to believe the Old Testament. Let's remove that as an obstacle from people that might keep them from believing in the gospel and being saved. I am saying I think that is a terribly misguided idea. In fact, let me start off with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 this morning, and then I'm going to come back and talk about why someone might want to make this argument that we don't need the Old Testament and why it's not a very good argument. But let's start with 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Paul is a Jew who believes that Jesus is the Messiah. He was raised as a Jew, had formal teaching and training to be a leader of the Jewish people. He recognizes Jesus as Messiah. He is continuing to practice his Jewish faith. You read about all this in Acts. He continues to go to the synagogues. He continues to follow the Nazarite vow taught in the book of Numbers. He continues to do all kinds of things that would show that he continues in his Jewish faith. He doesn't view himself as starting some kind of new faith. He simply now recognizes that the Messiah is the one known as Jesus or Yeshua. And he's writing a letter to a young pastor who also is a Jew who believes in Jesus. Timothy converted to Judaism later in life. His mother was a Jew. His grandmother was Jewish. But he's writing to Timothy, and he writes this. He says, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Now, what word is Paul writing about here? He's writing about the scriptures. At this time, that means the Old Testament. There probably was some acknowledgement by the time Paul is writing 2 Timothy that there were some other books being written that would be part of a New Covenant scriptures. Even some of Paul's writings were already being recognized as scriptures. But primarily, Paul has in mind the scriptures that he grew up with, the Torah, the prophets, the Psalms. And he says, use these, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage. So Paul does not say unhitch from the Old Testament. Paul says, go to the scriptures again and again and again, use them to correct, rebuke, and encourage. They are very much relevant. And then Paul says this, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. I've got to tell you, that sounds like the motivation. We've talked about this, that there are Christian leaders now who are saying the Old Testament is embarrassing to people in our culture. It prevents them from wanting to be Christian and come to church. So let's drop the Old Testament and just focus on the resurrection of Jesus and not worry about all those teachings in the Old Testament. And in this way, people can have very different views of morality. What is right and wrong? Well, let's not turn to the Old Testament. Let's make it a little more ambivalent. Let's take out a lot of what our teachings are that could help instruct us in that area. That's what it sounds like they're doing, is they're saying, you know what? There are men who aren't going to put up with sound doctrine, and they're looking to gather around them teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. So let's fill that need. Let's give it to them. I mean, if we don't give it to them, then they're not going to believe in Christianity at all. So let's try to make it easier for them. Let's try to make it sound more appealing because they're not going to accept the truth from the Old Testament. So let's just drop that, make it easier for people to believe, and then we'll have more Christians. I would submit to you that you're going to have more people that will bear the name Christian that way, but who don't really understand and practice and follow the Christian faith. You are creating a whole new generation of people who believe themselves to be Christian but don't even really know what the gospel message is. I want to avoid that error at all costs in my ministry. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. The truth of Scripture is essential to actually living and practicing the Christian faith. So why is it that someone would say, well, we can teach people that you don't need the Old Testament? Well, in this sermon that's going around in social media, again, I'm not going to get into the names and details, but you can always find information on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. That's the page that goes along with this with this program. It's a group. If you search Trust the Bible, there's a group that you'll find with lots of people from our area that has a lot of posting and updates that go along with the program. I'd encourage you to check it out if you haven't already. You can find information about the sermon I'm talking about on that page. But in Acts 15, there is a dispute between two groups of Jews. And the dispute comes up because the Gentiles are now believing in Jesus and are becoming part of this new Christian community. And this is puzzling to many of the Jews because they had always been Jews. They grew up Jewish. They were excited because Yeshua, Jesus, their Jewish Messiah, has come. They weren't trying to start a new religion. They weren't converting in their minds to Christianity. They were just adding the idea that we now have the identity of the Messiah to what they had always believed and practiced. So when Gentiles start saying, hey, we believe in Jesus too, well, they had always been taught that in order to become part of the people of God, to become Jewish, you need to convert. You need to be circumcised. You need to follow all the Jewish laws and customs. And then, yes, we'll welcome you in and acknowledge that you also are not only Jewish, but believers in Jesus as the Messiah as we are. Paul was saying, no, I don't think we need to do that. I think that they can be saved and be followers of Yeshua as Gentiles without having to formally convert to Judaism through circumcision and other acts like this. This caused a debate among the first Christians. It's interesting, today I think we debate more or less, can a Christian still be a Christian and follow Old Testament teachings? You know, where now some teachers are saying, we need to just forget about the Old Testament. The church that Jesus started, that we read about in the book of Acts, actually had the opposite question. They were wondering, is it possible for someone to really follow Jesus and be a Christian if they haven't fully become Jewish yet? That was the issue they were struggling with. And as they struggled with that, they came to a conclusion. And it records in Acts 15, verse 19, that when they finally came to the decision, James got up and said this, "It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For the law of Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times, and it is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath." Now, the first key verse that is used, and basically the argument is this, look, they didn't require Gentiles to become Jewish. They didn't require Gentiles to observe the Old Testament law. Therefore, neither should we. We need to unhitch from the Old Testament law. All right, let me go through this point by point. First, verse 19, "It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God." Now, this pastor that gave this sermon said, see, we need to not make it difficult for people who are turning to God. And he uses this to say, you know, we don't need to teach Old Testament ethics, morality. We don't need to ask people to believe the Bible. That's just making it too difficult. We need to do everything we can to make it easy for people to believe Jesus. Well, I think when you interpret it that way, what you're doing is you're coming up with teaching for people who won't endure sound doctrine. You're teaching them things to suit their own desires. You're fulfilling the need they want, but you're not teaching them the truth. What this verse is talking about is not troubling the Jews. And this is, by the way, the NIV says, do not make it difficult for the Gentiles. Every other translation says, do not trouble the Gentiles. I think that's a better translation. Do not trouble the Gentiles who are turning to God, meaning by requiring them to convert to Judaism. It's not saying take away everything that might make it difficult or that might bother someone about becoming a Christian. Look at how Jesus evangelized. He told the rich young ruler who came to him, go sell all you have, give to the poor, then come follow me. And the rich young ruler turned and walked away. Well, I've run out of time. I'll pick up here tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.